is your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Across the area, increasing clouds, upper 60s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers in the lower 50s. For tomorrow, becoming partly sunny, then scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, lower 70s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some that rain heavy, we'll see temperatures around the mid-40s. Right now, it's 63.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A coalition of agriculture groups urging the Biden administration to appeal a circuit court decision related to chlorpyrifos. The court ruling requires the EPA to either write a new rule to allow for the safe use of chlorpyrifos or to halt all food residue tolerances of the insecticide, which would effectively ban its use. Ag retailers, along with dozens of ag groups, opposed the court ruling because it will set a bad precedent for EPA's registration review process for all agriculture chemicals. The groups say the ruling sets the precedent of allowing petitioners and federal courts to impose their decision-making process in reviewing the science over EPA's longstanding regulatory authority as established by Congress. The letter says urge EPA to pursue all available legal review avenues to protect the science-based and risk-based regulatory process. Chlorpyrifos is a widely used pesticide for use on crops, livestock, and buildings to control insects and worms. USDA has announced that the African swine fever virus vaccine candidate has been adapted to grow in a cell line. The announcement means those involved in vaccine production will no longer have to rely on live pigs and fresh cells for vaccine production. The discovery overcomes one of the major challenges for manufacturing of an African swine fever virus vaccine. The newly developed vaccine grown in a continuous cell line, that means immortalized cells that divide continuously or otherwise indefinitely, has the same characteristics as the original vaccine produced with fresh swine cells. USDA's Ag Research Service scientist Manuel Broca says it opens the door for large-scale vaccine production. No commercial vaccine is currently available to prevent the virus from spreading. There's not been any outbreaks in the U.S., but estimated that a national outbreak would cost at least $14 billion over 2 years and $50 billion over a decade. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it was a busy and historic day for the Kansas House of Representatives after spending all day debating the legalization of medical marijuana in the state and ultimately passing it in the House with a 79-42 vote. And during the discussion, it was definitely a very emotional debate.
In fact, I have a strong opinion not to call it medical marijuana anymore than I say medical methadone or medical methamphetamine or medical heroin. No such thing.
Kansans are tired of waiting on Kansas being last.
That audio from Cake News. After it passed, many House members said they were pretty excited.
It's an exciting day that I didn't think I would see happen in a long time.
You know, we've been for years wanting to debate this on the House floor and haven't been able to have that debate. So it was great being able to have it today. Very historic day. And it felt really great to see it pass, and with a lot of Republican support, too.
The bill does move to the state Senate, but they're not set to pick up the bill, as they say that a budget bill and school funding legislation are top priorities before the end of the session. Good America Network News.
Midwest Kia is having a grand reopening. After two record-breaking years, there are now more new Kias on the road than ever before. And to show our appreciation, we have doubled our service capacity and sales staff to handle the increased sales and better serve our customers. If time is money, we want to save you both. During this grand reopening, you'll get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And take advantage of up to 130% of NADA trade value. Plus, shop the redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, and the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival. And every new Kia at Midwest Kia comes with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Midwest Kia is dealing during our grand reopening. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on sportage and Hero UK. Member with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details. Expires 5/31/21.
Kansas has requested less than 9% of its federal allocation of COVID-19 vaccine doses for this week. Meanwhile, the GOP-controlled legislature is trying to revive proposals to ban government vaccine passports and restore limits on tracing the close contacts of people exposed to the virus. Democrat Governor Laura Kelly's office said on Thursday this week that the state has asked for fewer than 14,000 vaccine doses for the week out of the federal allotment of almost 162,000. Kansas has seen its vaccination rate slow in recent weeks, and counties have been turning down vaccine doses as demand and popularity have waned. In other news, police in Kansas City are on the lookout for a driver they say dragged an officer during a police stop. TV station WDAF reports the incident happened on Thursday afternoon in the Argentine neighborhood. Police say that while the officer was outside the stopped vehicle, the driver sped off, dragging the officer over a grassy area for roughly 200 feet. Police say the officer suffered minor injuries to his legs and was taken to an area hospital for treatment. Police have not reported finding the suspect, and the investigation is still ongoing. Mid-America Network News.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Lawmakers in the state have given initial approval to watered-down coronavirus protections for meatpacking workers, but the measure faces opposition even though many plants are already following the proposed requirements. Senators yesterday advanced the bill through the first three required votes, but not with enough votes to override a veto if Republican Governor Pete Ricketts objects. A similar measure stalled in the legislature last year. The new bill eliminates a 6-foot separation requirement for line workers as well as tougher ventilation standards, but it would still mandate masks, paid leave for workers who test positive, and the opportunity to get tested on company time. Officials say no one was hurt when a small single-engine plane crashed into a cornfield near Central City this week because nobody was aboard the plane when it took off on its own. Maintenance was being performed on the 1941 Piper when it climbed to about 200 feet before crashing. The FAA is looking into it. Mid-America Network News.
Midwest Kia is having a grand reopening. After 2 record-breaking years, there are now more new Kias on the road than ever before. And to show our appreciation, we have doubled our service capacity and sales staff to handle the increased sales and better serve our customers. If time is money, we want to save you both. During this grand reopening, you'll get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And take advantage of up to 130% of NADA trade value. Plus, shop the redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, and the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival. And every new Kia at Midwest Kia comes with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Midwest Kia is dealing during our grand reopening. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with a prepaid plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage and Hero KMF with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Limited powertrain warranty. CD to retail. Expires 5/31/21.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Health Department noting a slight uptick in positive COVID cases, reporting 4 as of Thursday, with 1 hospitalized. An elementary staff member and at least a couple of high school students reportedly testing positive, with some others quarantined. The health department reminds you that if you're sick and choose not to test, quarantine for 10 days. And if sick with headache, muscle aches, fever, chest congestion, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, a saliva test is available at the health department and a rapid test at CMH. If you have COVID-19 symptoms and don't get tested, or if you have antibody tests done, neither provide you with immunity. If you have a positive test or have had vaccine that provides you at least 6 months immunity. For more information, contact the county health department or your health professional. The 5th annual Pony Express Match Day event is Friday in Marysville. Donations made to the Marysville Community Foundation or any of the 44 nonprofit organizations registered may be eligible to receive up to a 50% match with $75,000 funding supported by the foundation and a number of contributors. On Friday, donations can be made online anytime at ponyup-marysville.com or in person through 5 p.m. at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Donors are asked to enter through the main west door and wear a mask with social distancing. Details online at ponyup-marysville.com and on the group's Facebook page. A reminder that second half 2020 personal property taxes are due at the County Treasurer's Office Monday, May 10th. Pay in person at the Marshall County Treasurer's Office weekdays 8:30 till 5, by mail, at local banks, or use the drop box at the courthouse. Personal property taxes due May 10th. The Big Kansas Road Trip is expected to bring hundreds of visitors to the Northeast Kansas communities, including Nemahal, Brown, and Donovan counties, with a variety of events and activities planned throughout the region. A complete listing is online at BigKansasRoadTrip.com, with guides also available at community libraries, which are serving as information centers. In Marysville, vendors have begun setting up for the annual Mother's Day Market, which returns this year. Marysville Chamber and Main Street Director Kate Tomer expect several new displays this year.
So we had a few vendors take advantage of the year off to go ahead and retire, which has allowed us to bring in a few new vendors this year, which is awesome. We wanted our vendors to feel as comfortable as possible, and a lot of our families are looking for something to do that is safe and outside, and this is the perfect event for them.
Kate Tilmer highlights the weekend's activities centered at the Marysville City Park.
So we have the Farmers Market, which will be in conjunction with the Mother's Day Market on Saturday morning from 8 to 11. We have the Mother's Day Dash Fun Run in 5K that starts at 9 a.m. at the Big Blue River Trail. And Platinum Dance Company will have a performance at 1 p.m. in the former Simmons Auditorium. The Mother's Day Art Show, located at the MHS Junior and Senior High Gym, which will be Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And this will be the Marysville Junior and Senior High School students showing off their year projects along with pictures from their photography class and graphic design displays. And then on Sunday, we will have the Mother's Day Chicken Barbecue. Proceeds will go to the Kester House Museum and Gardens. It will be drive-through and carry-out only 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the northwest corner of the park. We're serving $12 meals with half chicken, baked potato, coleslaw, and a roll. So, yeah, we have a lot of great stuff coming up. We hope to see you guys.
Gary Zarbenicki, age 82, passed away February 19th in California. Graveside service is planned Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Gary Zarbenicki.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
The new 2021 Chevrolet and Buick models are in stock at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including the new Chevy Equinox Premier and Premier All-Wheel Drive, the new Chevy Traverse and Chevy Blazer, the new Buick Enclave Essence, and two Envision Essence. Awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company.
The 2020 Pony at Marysville Match Day is Friday. You make a difference for area organizations working to build our community and families. Donate in person at the Helvering Community Center from 7 to 5 or visit ponyatmarysville.com to make your donation online from midnight Friday to 11:59 p.m. Friday.
Incredible progress at the Union Pacific Historic Depot has been made thanks to generous contributions of our supporters. Much remains to be improved, including electrical work and installing new heating and air conditioning. Cost for these projects may range upwards of $100,000. Every dollar raised helps, and Marysville Union Pacific Depot Preservation Society thanks you for your contribution at Pony Express Match Day.
This is Ron Grauer with Kansas Honor Flight. Pony Up Marysville Match Day is Friday. Please consider a donation to Kansas Honor Flight to honor and remember our veterans. This year we have many area veterans waiting for the flights. Your donation provides transportation to the flight and it covers flight costs. It's our way of saying thank you to these brave patriots. We appreciate your support.
The Marysville Community Foundation's mission is to provide a vehicle for current and future community needs through philanthropic giving. There are many reasons why people choose to give through Marysville Community Foundation, such as a local board that understands our community and offers administration in building your legacy.
Pony Up Match Day is this Friday. Donate in person at the Helvering Center or online at ponyupmarysville.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, quiet weather, at least for the day part. We're going to see increasing clouds. We have another system that will be moving into the Midwest, bringing us some isolated showers and thunderstorms for tonight, becoming more likely as we head into the weekend. It does look like we have another system that will move through early parts of next week, bringing more chances for some isolated rain. Temperatures in the 70s, but a little bit cooler behind this system as we head into Sunday. So across the area, increasing clouds with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers, lower 50s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, then showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, lower 70s with wind gusts at 30. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms, some that rain heavy, cloudy skies in the mid-40s. As we head into Sunday, isolated chance of rain showers, cloudy skies in the upper 50s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early May, 74, record high in this date, 93. The average low, 51, and the record low, 34. Sunset this evening, 8:26. Sunrise in the morning at 6:22.
Spouses of military members sometimes feel overlooked, but today is your day. The story behind that on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 7th, the 127th day of the year. Composers Johann Brahms and Peter Tchaikovsky were both born today, and on this day in 1975, President Ford declared an end to the Vietnam War. It is National Military Spouses Day, which was started by President Reagan in 1984 to profound importance of spouse commitment to the readiness and well-being of military members. It falls on the Friday before Mother's Day every year. 92% of military spouses are women, and more than half of those women worked at their own jobs. You might not understand the life struggles of military spouses, but today is a great day to lend a helping hand. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about this day at almanac.com.
When it comes to agriculture, you want a financial partner that's down to earth with roots in ag business. We're local. We've been serving the ag banking needs of this community for generations. So if you need a good ag bank, think of us. We're here to help you grow. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living.
take great pride in my lawn. My Raptor zero-turn mower from Hustler gives me the perfectly manicured cut I want. With the power, strength, and speed of a professional zero-turn mower, I quickly maneuver around obstacles with ease, allowing me to maneuver around life's most difficult obstacle, time. Hustler Turf. Quality tools designed to improve quality of life.
Find the entire line of Hustler residential and commercial zero-turn mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville.
A reminder, the second half 2020 personal property taxes are due at the County Treasurer's Office Monday, May 10th. Pay in person at the Marshall County Treasurer's Office weekdays 8:30 till 5, by mail, at local banks, or use the drop box at the courthouse. Personal property tax due May 10th.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. It has not been a good week for the Kansas City Royals. Tristan McKenzie bounced back from a rugged start to pitch one-hit ball into the sixth inning, and the Cleveland Indians completed a four-game sweep by blanking the Kansas City Royals 4-0. It was the fifth straight loss for the Royals yesterday, who came into the series with the best record in baseball. Cleveland went 6-1 on its road trip and has won 9 of its last 11. Franmil Reyes launched his eighth home run as he continued to hit well at Kauffman Stadium. Reyes is batting .538 with 2 homers, 6 doubles, and 6 RBIs in 7 career games at the park. Danny Duffy took the loss. Kansas City Royals back in action this evening as they'll take on the Chicago White Sox. First pitch from the K at 7:10. The Kansas Board of Regents named a new president of Wichita State University yesterday. Richard Mumaw was appointed to the post. That appointment effective immediately. Mid-America Network Sports.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
The Wichita Wind Surge rally came up short as the Springfield Cardinals defeated Wichita 7-6 and the Surge dropped their first game of the season. Wichita trailed 1-0 in the seventh inning, and when the offense for both teams erupted, the Wind Surge sent 9 batters to the plate and scored 5 runs to take a 5-1 lead. Aaron Whitefield cleared the bases with a grand slam. Springfield returned the favor in the bottom of the inning, scoring 5 runs to take a 6-5 lead. Derek Tomcha dropped a single into right field to score Andrew Bechtold in the eighth inning to tie the game at 6-6. The roller coaster game went back and forth, and the Cardinals grabbed the lead with a solo home run from Juan Yepes. The series with Springfield continues this evening for the Wind Surge. First pitch at 7:05, and their home opener gets underway next week on Tuesday at 7:05, with the first pitch being thrown at Riverfront Stadium as the Wind Surge takes on Amarillo. I'm Rick Everett, and that's a look at your Friday sports on the Mid-America Network.
K-State fans, don't miss your chance to get your Darren Sproles bobblehead.
You are going to be inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah! Order your Wildcat football season tickets by May 15th and join us October 2nd as we take on Oklahoma for Hall of Fame weekend and welcome Darren back to Manhattan.
Touchdown, Darren Sproles!
Oh, what a move by Sproles!
Reserve your seats at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS by May 15th to get your Sproles bobblehead. Go Cats!
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one. Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for 3 generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, and Hiawatha.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you have a large or small planting budget, the more you save on each project means the more projects you can do. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Use 5-gallon buckets that contain non-toxic materials or old nursery pots available from recycling bins at most garden centers when growing tomatoes in containers. Be sure to fill the container with a quality potting mix. Start with the smaller, less expensive tomato plants. They'll suffer less transplant shock, recover quickly, and catch up or even surpass the larger transplants. Split a 6-pack or flat of tomatoes with friends. It's often cheaper to buy larger quantities, and you'll all save money when you share. Use handles of broken garden tools or other found items to support your plants. And don't forget to mulch the soil. Use evergreen needles or shred fallen leaves that most of us have on our property. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Many of us remember the struggle of learning to ride a bike as a kid. Eventually, we mastered it, and perhaps we're still riding today. Jed didn't have the luxury of learning on a bike with two wheels, though. What happened next put him on the side of a mountain in a new sport with only half a bike. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Jed Ward found an old unicycle at his home. Like most curious kids, he decided to give it a try.
I started trying to learn how to ride, except it's not an easy thing to pick up, especially as an 8-year-old.
But he was determined to master the bike.
So I just had to climb on and climb on and climb on and climb on. Every time it bucked me off, there was a charcoal pile by it, so I'd draw lines in the sand and I'd pretend I was on a game show. And like, if I made it to the end of the basketball court, it was $1 million.
He didn't win $1 million, but he got very good at riding a unicycle at only the age of 8.
In 7th grade, one of my teachers, who was a big mountain biking advocate, he really loved it. He encouraged me to like try on my unicycle. And so there's this big hill behind our high school, and some of the other kids could ride down it on their mountain bikes. I could do it on my unicycle.
The ride down the hill behind the school turned into a new sport.
And that kind of started my career in mountain unicycling, which is called muning. It's still catching on a little bit.
Muni, or rough terrain unicycling, is truly a sport, and you can get into it a lot cheaper than buying something with two wheels.
You can buy a decent unicycle just for everyday use for under $100. So they're actually a lot cheaper than bikes.
Plus, it is a good workout, and you can impress a lot of people by riding a unicycle. If you don't crash first, of course. Drive to the Countryside. In Payson, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.
Knows that goats will eat weeds, but cows will too. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. With a little training, you can convince them to control the weeds in your pasture as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
And sheep are used to control weeds. If they can do it, why not cows? They're smart animals. Kathy Voth is a veteran of the Bureau of Land Management and has spent the past decade training cattle to eat weeds and like them. She says the first step is to go through your pasture, identify the weeds, and make sure they're safe for cattle to eat. Then the trick is to get them over their fear of new foods. Feed them an unfamiliar but nutritious snack in the morning and afternoon for 4 days.
I just go down to the local feed store and I look at what they have in bags of grain and figure out, okay, what does a cow normally not eat? And what I'm looking for is a whole variety of flavors, textures, and smells and sizes. Why I'm doing that is that I want animals to know that even if it looks strange or smells different, it's still something good to eat.
On the fifth day, she skips the morning snack, which makes them a little anxious because she's broken the routine. But they're ready when the good stuff comes later.
And then in the afternoon, I cut weeds, I chop them up a little bit, I spread them out among the tub, and then I oftentimes will pour in some kind of feed that they've already tried, and then I feed it to them. Basically, the process shows them that, well, every time she brings something, it looks a little weird, but it always ends up tasting good.
Once you've trained a few, they will remember year after year and teach the other cows for you. The beauty of the system is not only do you get rid of the weeds, but they're also nutritious. Voth says weeds are very digestible and high in protein, the equivalent of alfalfa or better. Learn more about training cattle to eat weeds at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Life can get hectic, and sometimes you just need a moment to go outside for a walk to clear your mind and hit reset on the day. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes money can feel the same way. It's easy to get bogged down with the day-to-day bills and expenses. You can forget what your goals are. Finding some time to get out of the minutiae to talk to a financial professional is a good way to stay ahead of your finances, especially when life is getting to be too much. A financial professional can help you look at the big picture instead of just being laser focused on one life event or circumstance. It'll also come in handy when life takes an unexpected turn. Change can also cause you to think more deeply about what's important in life, including your faith. A financial professional can help you incorporate your values into your financial strategy. So take the time to talk to someone about your finances. It'll help you clear your head so you can achieve financial clarity.
The 2020 Pony at Marysville Match Day is Friday. You make a difference for area organizations working to build our community and families. Donate in person at the Helvering Community Center from 7 to 5 or visit ponyatmarysville.com to make your donation online from midnight Friday to 11:59 p.m. Friday. Marshall County Helping Hands Incorporated Food Pantry is an organization that has been functioning in Marysville for over 50 years, helping to feed the people of Marshall County. All donations and proceeds given to the pantry are used to provide this ministry. They are members of the National Harvesters Organization and use those guidelines to direct their operations.
Support our future with the help of the UST 364 Foundation. The foundation is 501c3, a charitable organization to provide opportunities for the students in the Marysville school system. Please consider making a charitable contribution to the foundation to benefit the children, young adults, and the future of our community. We support our Bulldogs.
The Marshall County Veterans Memorial Wall depends upon your donations for upkeep of the memorial. Located in Marysville near the Armory, funds provide flags, mulch, and general maintenance. Help the community honor our local heroes by supporting the Marshall County Veterans Memorial Wall. Pony Up Match Day is this Friday. Donate in person at the Helvering Center or online at ponyupmarysville.com.
When farmers dig in the ground, utility operators sometimes get nervous. More today on Farm to Fork.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition has a tip for treated seed spills. Katie Savinelli is with Syngenta.
When planting treated seeds, be sure to immediately cover or remove any seed spills so wildlife in the area don't consume the seeds. Knowing spills are most likely to occur at the loading site, at the field's entrance, and at turn rows helps you take preventative measures to avoid spills before they happen.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure. You've heard messages in this show in the past about calling 811 before you do any digging. Chris Thome is with the Pipeline Ag Safety Alliance.
There's about 2.2 million miles of pipeline in America, and much of that runs underneath America's farms. And so there's bound to be some incidents. Thankfully, they're relatively few, but they're pretty high profile.
On the farm, says Thome, there are times you need to call and times you don't.
Typical normal farming activities that don't concern pipeline operators include plowing, cutting, disking, planting, cultivating, harvesting, you know, stuff that you're just going to do in your normal course of work, but maintaining a fence, drain tiling, terracing, contouring. Anytime you're changing the depth of the soil, it may not interfere with the pipeline operation, but the pipeline operator is going to want to change that information on their maps. They're going to want to chat with you about that.
Thome says you need to call 811 at least 2 days before you dig.
Our sole mission is to make sure that we don't have EMS workers and firefighters having to show up on the farm because of a pipeline incident.
Again, call 811 before digging. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead.
Conserving and Restoring America the Beautiful, also known as 30 by 30, seeks to conserve 30% of U.S. land and water by 2030. American Farm Bureau Federation Vice President for Public Affairs Sam Kiefer says the report provides high-level priorities for the effort.
The goals of this report are announced in the charge the president identified in his executive order. But this report does is identify 8 principles that the administration would like to follow over the course of the next 10 years to pursue those objectives.
Kiefer says the principles included in the report address the needs of farmers and ranchers.
The report goes out of its way to recognize the concerns raised by Farm Bureau and by agriculture in general, and it also recognizes the contributions that farmers and ranchers have made in conservation. This report is philosophical, broad, and high level in nature, but it identifies important principles that we can agree with, such as incentive-based and voluntary conservation, personal property rights, and continue ranching on public lands.
Kiefer says now the agencies engaged in the process will find ways to develop and implement the strategies.
Our task is to make sure that we continue to be at that table and that we have an opportunity to provide input. Even though the document is complementary of agriculture, the details matter, and we look forward to being a part of putting the meat on the bones with the details and making sure that the administration is true to their promise to protect American agriculture.
Sam Kiefer, American Farm Bureau Federation Vice President for Public Affairs. You can find out more online at the website fb.org. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly 3 times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Farmers Cooperative offers something that's rare these days, a pension plan. Not only will you be with a supportive, caring team during your career, you'll have their support after you retire. Also, health benefits, 401k, and a chance to earn profit sharing. There are openings across the board, grain, agronomy, precision ag, tires and lubricants, and more. Learn more at myfarmerscoop.com.
Investing in our owner's success, Farmers Cooperative.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Beef sales to Europe were a bit of a challenge in 2020. Will those markets return? Joe Sheely with more.
USMEF Europe representative Yuri Barutkin says exports are poised for a comeback thanks to the gradual reopening of food service and newly developed retail channels.
We were very happy in the beginning of 2020 that the United States received greater access to the European market. But unfortunately, that good news of having an expanded quota that would have allowed U.S. beef industry to grow its sales volume in Europe have been tarnished by the pandemic. Europe was one of the hardest hit areas in the world, and the sector that was affected the most was food service and tourist sector, where U.S. beef in Europe sold the most. In both white tablecloth and family style restaurants, we did not expect restrictions placed on business travel and food service would drag on for a year, even longer. Having said that, the news are not all negative. We have mobilized our resources to sell more product in online retail outlets and more portion control products being developed that allowed volume to be directed to the traditional brick and mortar outlets. More distributors in Germany placing portion control products at retail. Good developments in the retail sales in France and in Central and Eastern Europe. So I think eventually food service will, of course, restore and we could preserve what we have achieved in the times of pandemic. So every effort to place US beef product at retail, both online and offline, will be there to stay. And of course, summer is sacred for the Europeans. Barbecues, grilling outside, it's almost like a religion here in Europe. And so we definitely hope that it will stimulate much higher sales at retail.
I'm Joe Sheely.
Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Everyone knows that goats will eat weeds, but cows will too. With a little training, you can convince them to control the weeds in your pasture on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Sheep are used to control weeds. If they can do it, why not cows? Kathy Voff is a veteran of the Bureau of Land Management and has spent the past decade training cattle to eat weeds and like them. She says the first step is to go through your pasture, identify the weeds, and make sure they're safe for cattle to eat. Then the trick is to get them over their fear of new foods. Feed them an unfamiliar but nutritious snack in the morning and afternoon for 4 days.
I just go down to the local feed store and I look at what they have in bags of grain and figure out, okay, what does a cow normally not eat? And what I'm looking for is a whole variety of flavors, textures, and smells and sizes. Why I'm doing that is that I want animals to know that even if it looks strange or smells different, it's still something good to eat.
On the fifth day, she skips the morning snack, which makes them a little anxious because she's broken the routine. But they're ready when the good stuff comes later.
And then in the afternoon, I cut weeds, I chop them up a little bit, I spread them out among the tub, and then I oftentimes will pour in some kind of feed that they've already tried, and then I feed it to them. Basically, the process shows them that, well, every time she brings something, it looks a little weird, but it always ends up tasting good.
Once you've trained a few, they will remember year after year and teach the other cows for you. The beauty of the system is not only do you get rid of the weeds, but they're also nutritious. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about training cattle to eat weeds at agriculture.com.
John Henke with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polanski Seed, as well as Concept, Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Knit Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Henke today at 562-7157 or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. We are still looking at some mixed numbers through our futures markets. Corn continues to do well after a bit of a bubble earlier. But July corn is currently up 14 and 3 quarters at 733 and a half. September up 9 and a quarter at 654 and 3 quarters. We're seeing some nice moves there. Kansas City wheat continues to do well also. July's up 11 and a quarter at 738. September up 10 and a half at 741 and 3 quarters. All three of the wheat markets are positively into the green. July soybeans up 25 and a half at 15.94. August beans up 27 and a quarter at 15.43. Double-digit gains in each one of the back months. Soybean products are doing nicely. July soybean meal is up $15.20 at $14.42.50. August is up $15.20 at $4.36.80. Soy oil is doing quite nicely. July is up 62 points, $64.97. August is up 50 points at $61.61. So a good look for corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat. And cotton, the news is not so good. July cotton down 111 at 89.47. October cotton is down 67 at 88.05. And the livestock complex, mixed numbers there. June live cattle up a dollar at 116.47. August up 47 at 118.95. So positives in that regard. We do see a couple of the back months have got some pressure. Let's see. August feeder cattle up 50 at 143.90. September up 7 at 145.62. But much like fat cattle, we see some of the back months are showing some red. Hogs are mostly lower. The early months are down. June hogs down 130 at 113.17. July down 67 at 113.97. But the reverse of cattle, some of the back months are up. So mixed numbers in the livestock complex. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather could cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rainstorm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through. Keep money in your pocket. Contact your local Farmers Cooperative feed team today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
This is Brighton Stahl, the landlocked sailor, and you're about to hear my brand new single off of my soon-to-be-released album, right here on KNDY.
Midnight shooting stars, half a bottle of tequila. I'm looking all around and she says no one's gonna see us. She nods in the direction of the crashing waves. I smile and say there ain't no way. And from the look in her eyes, I realize on the beach, I know better than to go too deep. She's gonna pull me in, carry me away from shore. She
first single from his new album, which is officially released today, Friday, May 7th. Additional details at his website, brightonstall.com.
The legends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.